You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After a very exciting race for Bird of the Year, I spoke with Alan Rikers about how to keep up the excitement around our native birds and how to protect the underbirds that we discovered through the competition. The Rock Wren won Bird of the Year this year. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
This year, the Piwowo, or Rock Wren, took out the top spot. This adorable little bird, about the weight of a mellow puff, and they're kind of this gorgeous olive green colour with long legs and feet like snowshoes with crampons for traversing their alpine habitat. So rock wrens are New Zealand's only true alpine bird. They spend their entire lives completely above the bushline, up amongst the scree. From egg to parent, they're up there. So they're pretty intrepid wee mini mountaineers, and we're stoked that they're the Bird of the Year for 2022. But it was a really tight race. The bird that had the most number one votes was the korora, the little penguin. Of course, we use a transferable vote system, and people can pick up to five birds. And so once we ran that transferable vote algorithm, the Piwowo came out on top.
So another question I have for you is, how can we keep up the momentum when it comes to interest and excitement around New Zealand native birds after Bird of the Year contest has ended?
Yeah, I think that's always a challenge. You know, there's so many things going on that are capturing people's attention, and some of those things are also really important things like cost of living and stuff. And so it's great that we have 2 weeks every year where we can talk birdie for a bit and celebrate our native bird life. But I think that, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for people who do love Bird of the Year to continue to express that love for our birds all year round, through whether that's through backyard trapping or getting involved in volunteer projects. For example, Forest and Bird has national projects across New Zealand, down south in Dunedin. We have people looking after seabirds like titi. Up in our Ark in the Park in West Auckland, there are kōkako. So there's so many opportunities for people to continue to show that love for our birds beyond Bird of the Year.
This year was all about the underbirds. Would you care to talk about what makes a bird an underbird?
Yeah, so I guess a lot of our native birds are underbirds in one way or another, especially because 80% of them are at risk or threatened with extinction. But we, in taking the underbird concept, we chose birds that are not just underbirds in Bird of the Year, in that they don't get many votes typically, but also birds that are underbirds in life, so they might be in conservation trouble. So basically what I did was I created a big spreadsheet of all of the candidates for Bird of the Year and then scored them based on how many votes they've got in previous competitions, and also how much they're mentioned in the media and their conservation status. And then did the calculation and came up with a list of 21 underbirds that we wanted to highlight throughout this competition.
What actions can we take as people of New Zealand to protect them?
Yeah, so there are three big things that are threatening our native birds. So, of course, there are introduced predators like rats, stoats, ferrets, and those sorts of things. And so getting involved in backyard trapping or in a trapping program elsewhere is a really great way to help our native manu. Also, if you have dogs, being really mindful of, you know, if you're taking your dog for a walk on the beach, keeping them on leash in areas where there might be birds like our little korora or dotterels. And thinking about how you can be a responsible pet owner is really important. And then the second big thing that's facing our native birds is habitat loss. You know, planting native trees or trees that provide food for our native birds is one thing that people can do, and getting involved in habitat restoration. So we know that when we look after places where birds live, like our wetlands, that those places will then look after us, because wetlands store carbon and they help protect us from floods and they filter water. So really looking after the birds and the places they live is also about looking after ourselves. And then the third big thing is, of course, climate change. So any actions you can take to help tackle climate change will also help our birds.
talking Bird of the Year next year, is it going to focus on the underbirds again?
We always like to keep Bird of the Year a little bit fresh and interesting. So you would have seen that last year with the inclusion of the Pika Pika Toro, the long-tailed bat, and then this year with our underbirds theme. So we would always love New Zealanders to back an underbird because we have more than 200 native bird species. So there's so many that, you know, the average Kiwi probably doesn't even realise lives here in New Zealand. But we'll have a think about that early next year and figure out what direction we want to go in, and for now just give the Piwowo the spotlight it deserves.
That was Millie speaking to Ellen Rikers from Forest and Bird about the renowned Bird of the Year race results.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.